From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders are trying to cope with an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are groping for answers to the flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly attempted to reach Britain from France via high-speed rail overnight. Hundreds more were still kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says many migrants are not complying with asylum rules.
The migrants at the Keleti railway station shouldn't be there. After the procedure of registration begins at the border, they are being assigned to temporary shelters, to camps where they should stay until their case is being judged. They don't comply with that, and obviously one railway ticket is not overwriting European law.
In Turkey, police say at least a dozen trying to reach Greece drowned in the attempt. Photographs of the body of a migrant Syrian boy washed up on a Turkish beach were viewed on social media and seen in newspapers, symbolizing the desperate plight of those seeking to escape war, poverty, and persecution. While many Africans are trying to reach a better life in Europe, the International Organization for Migration says most remain on the continent of Africa. Michelle Bombesi is an IOM Regional Migrant Assistance Specialist.
Compare to the overall scale of the migratory phenomenon in the region, 70% of the migrants in the region remains in the region, meaning that only 30% actually go out of the Western Central Africa.
But the effort has risks. Anti-migrant riots broke out early this year in South Africa, leaving several people dead. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary